Show.
Hey, Greece, very good. We're loving life here at the Bowery Bar in New York City. It's a reception for the premiere of Before Sunrise, a movie with Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy.
Yeah.
It's open tonight. Tonight was the big premiere for it.
How'd you get in there at the reception for it?
We got tickets from Castle Rock Entertainment. Ethan Hawke and a bunch of his friends own a theater called Malapart Company, and this was also a benefit.
Are the place teeming with celebrities?
Oh, yes. Mary Stuart Masterson is here.
Yeah.
And Frank Wiley, you'll remember Frank Wiley, was the poor chap that got executed by Samuel Jackson in Pulp Fiction. We also have, of course, Ethan Hawke is here, Julie Delpy, Robert Sean Leonard, all guests of celebrities.
Ask him if they've ever heard of Jack Reed, A Search for Justice.
I sure will. They probably will. There are a lot of nice people. They're all mingling. Many people don't like celebrities because they feel like they're stuck up, but these are all very nice. They're right in the crowd with everybody. And like I said, we're down here, lower Manhattan. We're drinking our bone dry. And if anybody that'd like to see the movie, it'll be opening soon, called Before Sunrise.
Well, that's pretty wacky.
Yeah.
Glad you're having fun.
Yeah, I'm having a great time. Otherwise, I'd be listening to your big behind, but tonight, with an exception, we'll have to catch you on tape.
My God.
So, I mean, if it's anything like the rap party that you went to, I mean, it's just people are everywhere. You've got producers here. You've got every time I turn around, there's somebody noticing another celebrity. The last time they had a get-together, Danny DeVito was there, because Danny DeVito is one of the backers of Malapart, which is Ethan Hawke and Robert Sean Leonard, Josh Hamilton. You remember...
Alright, I'll check the movie. You're a regular public relations firm down there, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
Man, oh man. Well, that's great. You getting autographs?
Yes, my wife got Ethan Hawke's autograph, and I'm trying to remember the name of the actor that is in New York undercover, the Hispanic. Of course, the booze is getting to me, so I'm losing names.
Are you passing out Greaseman bumper stickers?
Oh yeah, you bet.
Alright, well good. I'm glad to hear that. Boy, that must be a nice time, huh? I've only been to a few of those kind of parties. You know, I'm mainly a radio kind of guy, of course. I was snubbed by the Golden Globe Award for Best Supporting Actor and Jack Reed of Search for Justice. But that hasn't made me bitter. It's just made me want to put my nose to the grindstone. I've snuck in a couple of them parties. Well, you can see where they're having them. I remember when I first came to Hollywood, going down Sunset and outside one of the trendier places, I see a limousine. It must have looked like a limousine convention. I realized this had to be a spot. So I parked the Greasemobile and I ran around back. When one of the busboys came out with a bunch of rotten cabbages to throw in the dumpster, I gave him a quick shot in the belly and ripped off his little jacket. He said, "You'll be all right." I went inside, hefted a tray of champagne glasses, and walked through the crowd. I thought, wow, look at this, a genuine Hollywood party. I saw the foreign director with his ascot. I saw the young starlet in red silk dress looking extra slinky, trying to get the director's attention. I saw the well-known maitre d' controlling the flow of tables. Yes, table 52, quickly, quickly. I saw the PR women scurrying to keep up with their charges. And you know, JP, he looks very good on camera. The camera just loves him. I saw the aging star, hoping against hope for her comeback, but sadly resigned to doing a Depends commercial and nothing more. I saw the special effects guys brooding because nobody ever recognizes them. Hey, look, there's the old cowboy, Hollywood cowboy star, looking withered. Saw the fudge packers with a table all to themselves. Carpet-munching producer. The busboys chatting unintelligibly. I saw Carlos the International Terror. Carlos! Flying through the air in slow motion. break the exit. Something hit me like a hammer and knocked me to the ground. And then the room was strangely silent. Oh, there were moans and the clickety-clack of cartridge cases. But he was gone. As I held my hand over my sucking chest wound, I looked around, got up on one elbow, and said, geez, you know, it's too bad Sam Peckinpah is dead. He'd have loved a scene like this.
From the Greaseman Radio Theater in Hollywood, The Greaseman Show.
All right, we'll take a break, and then I'll have time to do a little mini-shrieking for you before blast-off. Stand by for more of The Greaseman Show.
One more time.